This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, a good vach. We're holding over here by my count on page 323. By Dabba Shema Moshe Lemar. So it's one of those psukim that seems to be the easiest pasuk in the Torah. For those of you who still learned Chumash with Taich, David had gesagt to Moshe zol zogin, lema zu zogin. It's one of those pshatim that you can keep, you can repeat it, but what does lema mean exactly? So it's a shaila in the Rishonim, Farshim. Adavashem Moshe lema, Amma mefarshim, Kimilas lema bechala teira, lema Yisrael. So the easiest way to translate it is, he told Moshe to tell everybody. Vaidavashem al Moshe lema. Vatam, and the word, like we say, the word tam in using Shanim here doesn't mean the reason. It means the way in which to place it in the pasuk, like time mikra, its function. What's it saying? Sheyema Hashem leMoshe emor leYisrael dvarei ele. Tell Klal Yisrael this inyan. Uvikan leimel pare. Now it's to tell pare. Now he says there's a pasuk that doesn't fit. Akosif sheoma emesh oma leLemor. That's by Avimelech the dream. And then Bal Nachman Pirush Hazeh. It doesn't fit at all to tell who. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. So the word first lema came in that. So all these psukim don't make any sense to tell anyone. No one's being told. The word lemar means exactly this. Lemar means Akadosh Baruch Hu stated this, like we would say in English, in no uncertain words. So lemar is referring back to Yadav Hashem. Hashem spoke to me lemar, saying very clearly the following. So lemar is a repetition of the first word amira, and it's there to emphasize a very, very strong, speech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a very used word in the Torah to describe Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, because Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is very, very clear. So it's a double bar. It left no room for doubt. They said these things very clearly. So the using the root, the makar of amor is always means a reinforcement of the word itself. Sometimes it's placed before the word, and sometimes it's placed afterward. But the point is, it's coming to reinforce the word. That's all it is. Okay, the next one is also a bit of a grammatical note. Where does the word Navi come from? Obviously, it's going to make a difference in terms of how to understand the concept of Navua. A Navi is called a Navi. Or what does a Navi mean? Vayoyme, tam re'ei. So it says, Vayoyme shamoyshe re'ei nesadicha lehim lefayr v'ayr nechirge nevi'echa. So tam re'ei. Shasisi lecha maila gedula. So the word re'e means behold, at how chashav I made you. Shetia nechshav in a pari k'maylas malach. Pari will see you as a malach. Mizerle him. V'hu medabel anovi. A malach speaks to the Navi. V'anovi medabel ashader. So the word Navi over here is going to refer to Aaron's yachas to Moshe as being his Navi. And va'oimrim ki Navi migizas nifsasayim. So where does the word Navi come from? Some say the word Navi comes from the word nifsasayim, which means the fruits of a lip. Every Navi is, so to speak, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another nachum. Kisheresh niv mashnayim leshnayim lefidas chachmet zarfas omaleuma ayin fidas chachmet zfarad. So he says the word niv is a word that its root is either nun beis. There was a machloikus baledikduk about if there are two letter roots also or not. So Sam said yes, and then the nun beis would be, it's a different root, it's not Navi. Navi is Nun Beis Aleph, Niba, Nevuah, and so on. This is two letters. Or, according to Chachmas Sfarad, who held there was no such thing, then it's going to be, there's something missing between the Pei and the Lamed, which we don't have. The Vesheresh Navi Shal Shaisis. The letter Aleph is a root, part of the root. So Nun Beis Aleph is the root, and therefore it's a very different root. So he says, so the word Niv, he says, doesn't mean mouth, it means fruits. It wouldn't make any sense in the Pasuk. It says, Hoshev Eshishki Novihu. Well, him being Hashem's spokesman is not going to, so why would his tefillah be good for you? In Pirush Dabrinu, so it doesn't really make sense. Rak Pirushahu Novi Shagal Loi Soidi. A Navi is someone who works with Megalis Soid, Kederach Kim Gilos Soidel Avodav Anavim, Bumis Anegolai, Akein Vispal Batra Vachyoi. So the main point that he did, I guess, in terms of just the understanding of the word, is Navi imply the Keshet to Rebbein Shalom or his role vis-a-vis the people? The Ebenezer doesn't explain here how it means Megalis Soidai. It doesn't leave a still blank, but the main machlokas here is the focal point is Navi HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spokesman, or it's somebody that understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu's secrets. Now the Rambam says, and Betzim, I think it's accepted that a Navi does not necessarily have a job of telling people what to do or what happened or anything. Yes, there are times when a Navi has that job, but it's not something that has to be that way. So many Navuas were given just privately. It's a darga a person has. So to say that the word Navi is spokesman, when the vast majority of Navuas don't really have to do anything with being a spokesman, is lacking. Okay, so these are two points in Diktuk and what the words mean, and now we come to a very big sugya in terms of Bechira. And if you read the Psukim Kibshutai, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you can go to Paroi. Paroi is not going to listen to you. And any access they paray every basis is on a safe side, and so on. So here we have no bechira whatsoever, and he's being punished severely getting these terrible makas. Now, the truth is, in Shmoyz already, we have a similar idea where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, you're going to go to Paro. I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm going to tell you this and that. And Paro is not going to listen to you. He says, it's he says, Paro won't listen to you. Let me just pause it. He's not going to let you go unless I'm going to use strong tactics. So we have over here a very, very clear example of the Bechira being removed. So in this pasuk we have a repetition of it again. But the truth is, it's already in the beginning of it. You have that gilui. So the Rambam says. So I have here the Rambam both in Hilchas Tshuva and the Rambam Shmoneh Prakim, which are very, very similar. So piece by piece is a little bit more elaborate in the Rambam. But it's schematic. It's the same idea. It's not. There are not many differences. Psukim harbeish b'torah b'divinavim shem nirin kesoysin kazeh v'nichshol merev adam v'yale al daiton mehen shakadosh baruch hu goyz adam lasis roi toiva v'shein libosh adam masa tezach l'sheyirtzeh. So he says there are many psukim that sound as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates and sometimes he can stop someone from doing something. I'm going to list all sorts of different psukim by Eliyahu and so on. In the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, he brings this mefurish. Avol omrei v'chizak tesei parei v'achkein onshev ha-misoi yeshu mokam adab v'yalamen v'yadeinu shoresh gadol v'istakul ma'amori b'ze einyin v'simil lov libcho v'chaba esad v'zolosim chalach ha-toib. Rambam says, I know that other people give different terutzim, pick and choose whether you like mine or not. V'u'atzli. Shepara v'siatoi ilo loy hoylem chet al shasholchu Yisrael hayim misupik al kolpanim shekadosh baruch hu minom nil shloich oisam v'shnemer k'nich badez livas leiv avada v'echo yim vakshim l'shalchum yim kosh l'shalchum v'ech onshem ha'kaka shaloi shalchum v'ze niv al v'bli sofik v'soy se koma shekdam ratzosoi v'ze ala she'en yin kei. So the Rambam just simply articulate it more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is writing the script, and he's saying that, listen, I know Paro is not going to send you. I'm the one that's giving him, that make him hard-hearted, and I am going to make sure that he's not going to send you, and then I'll have to punish him a lot. Now, I want to add one nekuda here that the Rambam doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can stop a person from acting with Bechira is not Akasha. When we say people have Bechira, it doesn't imply that they always have Bechira. Well, we have a Mishnah, Al Koch Ata Noilad, Al Koch Ata Chai, Al Koch Ata Meis, Al Koch Ata Tiz Mechashbin. There wouldn't be a kasha if somebody doesn't have a bechira at some point in their lives, but you wouldn't get punished for it. A child, let's say, doesn't have a yetzer tov, so he doesn't have a bechira, but he doesn't get punished for it. That's hob hatalia. So the problem here is that it says he's going to be makah him, and he suffered terribly because of it. I was the pasuk saying, had he listened, it would be everything were okay, not. So the Rambam, now I get back to Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. And in Vayecha Iker Gadol, Shemimeno Teida Peshkas Apsukim. So now I'll put down a big Iker that explains all those cases. Bisman shodem echad shemini lechoytim. Va'oisa choytich chet. Sha'oisa midaita ritzonik meshedanu. Royal parameno. A person who doesn't have aver because he chose with bechira gets punished. Va'kadosh baruch hu de echipara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also decides on the nature of the punishment. You know, there are different forms of punishment. Could be an Olam Hazeh, could be physical pain, could be mamonis, could be Baram Aktanim, Shemim Das, or the Gil called Mitzvahs Kikin Yonihain, Oksiv Ish Bechata Yomus, Achi Ase Ish. So all of this is simply repetition of what the norm is. The point the Rambam is making here is punishment. How the punishment works out, where and how, are all things that we have no idea. The one thing we know is a person has bechira and he gets punished. But how the punishment expresses itself is not clearly established. Ve'efsha sheyecht adam chet godlo chatoim rabim ad sheyitin adin lefnei dayin emes. So normally part of the package is bechira to do the aveira, a tzur of punishment and tshuva. The tshuva is not for granted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take that gift away from the person as well. Hu shaKadosh Baruch Hu amadei shayo hashmali v'om hazeh. V'chein hu oimer. V'ayu mal'iv malachei elokim u'boizin dvor mesatim minaviyov. Ad alois chamas Hashem ba'amoy ad le'ein marpe. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I will... That they've done so bad, they've messed up the Nevi'im. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gotten upset with them. Ad le'ein marpe. Kloim ha'chotur b'etzayin aviru l'fshaya, ad she'nischayvul lo'im ha'tshuva she'marpe. Lefi kakos ha'betor v'nechazik zek parei. Lefi she'achet me'atzmoi. T'chila. Lefi she'chotur me'atzmoi t'chila. V'her l'Israel gorm ba'atzei, sh'nem ha'hov v'nishak v'loi. So it is there is a hanhaga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the possibility of tshuva, and the way in which and it's a punishment. So it never starts. The punishment never starts with a lack of bechira. It's rather a result of the dagger punishment. That there's no bechira. Now I want to add on the kuda a certain midah neged midah in it. If you take over the pasuk, vayim al iv malache elokim uboizin dvar misat minaviyo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that they kept on humiliating the neviim he sent. In other words, a navi is sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to bring a person back lemutav. That's the point of a Navi. Navi comes, he's mechiach, and so on. If a person keeps on messing up the Nevi'im, he keeps on, so you are being meinea, the gift of tshuva from yourself. It's a certain midah keneged midah to the person, to what the person is doing. The person is cutting off the branch of tshuva, so he's going to fall down. That's one point over here. We'll see later in the Rambam's Lashon and Hilchos Tshuva and so on that it's part of, I guess, in a certain sense, destroying a certain haughtiness of Bechira. What we'll see in we'll see when we get there. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos next piece over here says pretty much the same over here. I'm not going to repeat it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here there's a punishment of Moneah from Tshuva. He says, the way he says it, he adds a sentence in Shemayim Prakim. He says, since they couldn't be punished if they would do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt they needed to be punished, then he took away the possibility to do tshuva. And he says the same thing. How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him? The punishment, we don't know. Once a person did an aveira bechira, why sometimes like this, why sometimes like this, why sometimes like that, that's already up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see the next page on 326. The Hemshad Ramel was Tshuva. V'loma haya shaleach loy biyad Moshe v'yimash lach v'ase Tshuva, v'ase Tshuva, k'rom l'akash b'chan atam shaleach, sh'nem v'at avdech yadati, v'lum b'avod zoy sametira. So Ramel asks, so what's the game? So why this whole dancing back and forth? Kach Baruch Hu says, listen, Pari, do Tshuva, oy, 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 and Pari can do Tshuva. So what's the whole game for? So the Rambam says, k'dei loy dia levoy oylam, Shebizman Shemaniah Kadosh Baruch Hu Tshuva Lechoyte and Yochel Loshuv Al Yomus Berisha Sha'asa B'Tchila Kitzayne. It exposes a person's own shortcomings, a person's own inability to function, do tshuva without Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there's a certain midah k'negamida and different k'neich. There's a certain arrogance and haughtiness where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to break that arrogance, says, I will show you that you're suffering terribly and you just don't have what it takes to get out of it because you have this type of, aver, so on and so forth. So he says, So the pasuk is also, it's a very powerful pasuk. El Yoh said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're stopping them, you're turning their heart against away from you. He's basically saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking away Bechira. So what is, I mean, could that be? Is that true? So he says, yes, but it's in the wake of what they had done before, the level of Vera. Nimtzus oime, shle goza kel al par lahor li Yisrael, v'loi al sichen, lachte ba'artzoi, v'loi al k'nainim lehasiv, v'loi al Yisrael l'avet k'avchom, so all of this is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their own averus are the ones that caused them the nimna from tshuva. So tshuva is never seen as an imif ne'atzmai in the sense that, you know, we can judge as a mitzvah avera. Tshuva is an addition to chesed that's added to a person's ma'isim. If in the original Avera, it was a very bad Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manea tshuva from it. And then once again, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos says almost the same thing. He asks the same question. Aloma bikish neshar sol pam achal pam. And he says, v'ze gamo yochach me'asham yisparach, it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending to him is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it, there's no Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of mocking him and saying, okay, you're suffering terribly. Here it is. Just let them go in there and nothing happened.
So
שהשם יסברך איפה ששן יש אדם שימנהו בחיר הפעולה אחס, וידי בזה שיוכל למשוך נפשו להשיב על פרעי. I want to add one knach to this. I think is a very important knach. Whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu stops a person from doing something by sending an outside obstruction. So, Lamashal, I want to go outside and fight Kal Yisrael, and a big wall appears around my castle. And I can't go out and fight it. So it definitely shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is superior, shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger, but it doesn't show that I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a fundamental way. I'm me, I'm Bechira, I'm rearing to go out and to fight them. I've had my guns drawn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger. So that's a victory. But it's not a total eradication. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that I don't even have a koyach bechira, and koyach bechira is the strongest point of self that a person senses, that I can choose right or wrong, is something that goes to the heart of who I am. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows me that I'm not empowered, then it's something that it exposes my weaknesses for what they are. One more thought about this is, you know, we recognize that drugs are a bad thing. At least we still recognize it's bad. It's getting, you know, it's Baruch Hashem, we're getting enlightened and we're realizing more and more that's not so terrible. But what is the, if you ask, so obviously a guy who's on drugs, needs money, doesn't have any money, and he's going to rob people and so on and so forth, that's bad. Fine. But let's say somebody is, Baruch Hashem, he has a nice trust fund, he can shoot himself up with heroin to 120 if he lives anywhere near that. Then what's wrong? What's the problem with it? And the answer is, anything which robs a person of Bechira, once the concept of being addicted goes against the Tzuras Hadam, the Etzem. And that's why it's a very bad sight. In other words, so to see somebody addicted, someone being addicted means, in a certain fundamental way, the person is lacking Tzuras Hadam. It's a very, very, there was one somebody in Eish HaTorah who was a heroin addict. There was somebody that he was from Europe, a very wealthy family. And his parents were friends of ours, and they asked, whatever, we didn't know his problem. And then, you know, and he was functioned quite well. And then told they caught him and this and that. And he told me once, we were talking about it. He was a very smart fellow. He said, you won't understand it, but heroin is like a god, and it's a god that you have to worship. He said, it's some outside thing that has a hold on you. And he said, it's a very difficult, I mean, he was able to get out of it and so on. But the point of it being, it's like a Shibutan of Avodah Zarah. That's what he said. He said also, it's very interesting. He told me that you can recognize another person. It's almost as if you're part of a club. He said he was in Hong Kong on a business trip. I think he dealt in jewelry or something. And in Hong Kong, they were very strict. The police, and they didn't touch it because you could, you know, you could end up for nothing in jail for life, whatever. It's very hard. But he said he was going like this. There was some place there with a huge escalator with thousands of people going up and down. And he was going one way to the escalator, people coming down. And his eyes caught someone else's eyes. They looked at each other and they nodded. Like, yeah, I know that you're in it. I know that you're in on it. But he told me it's fascinating the way he described it. Is it's like a God that has a hold over you that you can't break. And so a type of a situation where a person has no bechira is an incredibly, it's a terrible situation. It is something that's mafkia to us adam etzem. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Is this what happened to Acher? Like, what's a person supposed to do if he's Hashem takes away? What is a person supposed to do if he's in a situation where Hashem takes away his bechira? I mean, Acher, right? The Shuvu Banim Shevim Chus Me Acher. Like,
it says always, and a lot of times it has little caveats that if you try very, very hard. But it's like, let's give an example. That's Rahman of San, a person was nigza on him to fall off a tall building. What do you do from falling off till hitting the ground? There's nothing you can do. It's part of Einish. Part of Einish is to watch yourself being helpless because you misuse the Kriyach HaBechira, and the Kriyach HaBechira is the greatest gift that Kosh Baruch gives you. So now Kriyach HaBechira is going to go on its own course, and it's going to destroy you. Okay, a good fach.